Two of the TV forms that almost nobody has faith in anymore are the miniseries and the Western. Viewers don't seem as willing to commit to the effort it takes to watch a miniseries these days, and the Western, well, name the last really good one you saw on television. I'd have a problem answering that one myself. It'd probably be Have Gun, Will Travel, and that's going back 25 years. It's much easier for me to identify the next really good Western because it starts this weekend on CBS. It's called Lonesome Dove, it's based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning Larry McMurtry novel, and it's a miniseries. Lonesome Dove is the story of three former Texas Rangers who tamed the Old West but don't have much to do in the new civilized West. Two of them run a small cattle outfit outside a tiny Texas town named Lonesome Dove. And when the third ex-ranger shows up after a 9-year absence talking about the beauty of an untamed land called Montana, they decide to mount the first cattle drive aimed at that faraway territory. The miniseries Lonesome Dove is the story of that journey and of the people and places they encounter along the way. If the story, as I've described it, sounds a little thin to be worth 8 hours of viewing time, that's because I don't want to reveal any of its treats or twists. Viewers should take the Lonesome Dove journey just as these former Rangers did, without knowing what lies ahead. It's not ruining any suspense, though, to say that of the many reasons to watch Lonesome Dove, the biggest and best of them is Robert Duvall. He plays Gus McCrae, who owns the cattle outfit with Woodrow McCall, who's played beautifully by Tommy Lee Jones.
Gus.
What?
Why not go up to Montana? It's a cattleman's paradise to hear Jake tell it.
Well, sounds like a damn wilderness if you ask me. And we're a shade old to start fighting Indians all over again, don't you think?
I mean it, Gus. Why not just go north with the herd?
I tell you what. You ride on up there, clear out the Indians, build a little cabin, get a nice fire going in the fireplace, and me and Jake will gather a herd, and then we'll come on up.
I'd like to see the herd that you and Jake could get. Herd of whores, maybe.
And those two actors are only the tip of this Western iceberg. Other stars include, ready? Angelica Houston, Diane Lane, Robert Urich, D.B. Sweeney, Danny Glover, Barry Corbin, Frederick Forrest, and, in the best role of his life, Ricky Schroeder. The scenery is astounding, the cattle drives actually look like cattle drives, and before Lonesome Dove starts sounding too wholesome to be fun, it's scattered with scenes of very brutal, very believable, and, though this sounds terrible, very entertaining violence. Give credit to Larry McMurtry for writing a magnificent epic, to Bill Whitliff for adapting it, and to Simon Winsor for directing it. The actors are wonderful, Duvall, Jones, and Angelica Houston especially, and only a miniseries could have given them and this story the room to work. It's a thrill to see a miniseries that takes advantage of the form and develops all of its characters and surprises viewers in a way no weekly series can match. In Lonesome Dove, there are no guarantees about who will live or die. Death comes quickly and unfairly, just as it did in the Old West. It's ironic in a way, but that approach to death is what helps Lonesome Dove bring the Western and the miniseries back to life. Don't miss it.